Welcome to episode 30 of our detailed Snowflake course certification training podcast series. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux, a certified Snowflake user, and today we will dive deep into the world of key pair authentication in Snowflake. This episode will serve as an in-depth guide so you can use it as an alternative to reading lengthy documentation. Let's ensure you're well prepared for your Snowflake certification with a comprehensive understanding of key pair authentication. Before we get into the details, let's understand what key pair authentication actually is. In simple terms, it's a method of authentication where a pair of keys is used, one private and one public. The private key is kept secret by the user, while the public key can be widely distributed. In the context of Snowflake, this method is primarily used for enhanced security, enabling users to authenticate without exposing a password over the network. Now, let's break down the process into detailed steps so you fully grasp how to implement key pair authentication in Snowflake. Step 1, generate a key pair. The first step involves generating an RSA key pair. This can typically be done using tools like OpenSSL or by using built-in functionalities in operating systems like Linux or macOS. It's crucial that the key pair is RSA since Snowflake doesn't support other types of keys for authentication. When generating your keys, ensure you're choosing a strong encryption, typically 2048-bit or higher, to ensure the security of your authentication process. Step 2. Configure the public key in Snowflake. Once you have your key pair, the next step is to configure your public key in Snowflake. This involves logging into your Snowflake account via the web interface and navigating to the security settings. Here you will specify your public key for the user account that will be using the key pair authentication. It's essential to make sure that the key is properly formatted and added to the correct user account to avoid any authentication issues. Step 3. Use the private key for authentication. With your public key configured in Snowflake, the final step is to use your private key for authentication. This typically involves using a client that supports RSA key authentication, such as the Snowflake CLI, or various third-party tools that integrate with Snowflake. When setting up your client, you will specify the path to your private key file and possibly a passphrase if you've secured your key pair with one. This step finalizes the authentication process, ensuring that you can securely access Snowflake without needing to input a password. To recap, key pair. Authentication in Snowflake involves three main steps: generating an RSA key pair, configuring the public key in Snowflake, and using the private key for authentication. By following these steps carefully, you will enhance the security of your Snowflake account and ensure a secure connection without the need for traditional password-based authentication. In this episode, we've gone over the intricacies of key pair authentication in Snowflake. It's a powerful method of securing your data and streamlining the authentication process. Remember, the strength of your key and the correct configuration in Snowflake are paramount to its success. Thank you for joining me, Yakub Abdul Hakim, on this detailed journey into key pair authentication in Snowflake. Preparing for your Snowflake certification, make sure you master this topic as it's an essential part of ensuring data security in the cloud. Until next time, keep diving deep into the wonders of Snowflake and advancing your skills. We at BrightFlux are always here to support your journey to becoming a Snowflake Pro. Goodbye and good luck.